What's this all about?
This is Viva Toronto, El Chicano. Yeah.
Okay. This is the Bozell and Dickman. I mean, what am I? Damn.
Don't be racist, man. I'm not being racist, man. But can I get up on the?
You mind if I crawl back up onto the 5 freeway and get somewhere a little?
Get somewhere whiter is what you're gonna say.
No. I mean, I'm trying to get a sports report going from the Hollenbeck division. God damn it, man.
Don't start. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name's Bud Dickman, and I'll do it. Don't worry, I'll do it.
This is Steve Bozell, and this is Bud Dickman. I mean, check it out. Why don't you just get some girlfriend with the black fingernail polish and go get her?
Yeah, you're all getting crying about it and everything.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to make this as white. It's a white man's show. Yeah.
Mr. Henry's going to call.
Okay, yeah, and you know why he's going to call? Because you set the whole thing up, man. In the future, I want you to... God damn it, there he is.
Hello? Yeah, Mr. Henry. I told him. Yeah, I told him.
Yes, Mr. Henry? Yeah, Mr. Henry, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Will you turn the music down, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Okay. Maybe you don't like El Chicano or whatever it is that Bud picked. He's supposed to be the guy doing the music. I don't want to hear you say this is a white man show. What is that supposed to mean?
Well,
I'll tell you what. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You were thrown by the music.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here listening. Boot, doot, doot, doot. I mean, this feels like the time that I ran out of gas down the Hollenbeck, you know.
Nobody wants to know your life story, Steve. Just... Hey, bud, how about playing some sports music or something?
This is sports music. It's all do, 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 do. If you watch the NFL highlight reels.
Okay, man, I watch the NFL highlight reels. It doesn't have... Just watch the whole This Is a White Man show, okay?
I don't mean it's a white man show. I'm just trying to get everybody... I'd like to get everyone on the freeway so that nobody is...
Yeah, and what does that mean, on the freeway?
You're talking about everybody being on the freeway so that nobody's in any neighborhood... Where there's all Mexicans and stuff.
See how he loves to glory in my discomfort?
Yeah, but just, you set this stuff up, okay? So, back off of it.
Everybody telling me I'm racist.
I don't want any racism at all on the show, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. Do what? I mean...
Do what?
Do the show, man.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
Okay, Bud Dickman here. I mean, I'm Steve Bozell, and Bud Dickman's also here, and this is the Bozell and Dickman Sports Report. Yeah.
Yeah, diddy.
Jesus. All right, can I turn it down now, or?
Just one more. Wait, hold on. Because we're going to be doing auditions today for the NFL highlight reel.
Oh, that's also correct. Yeah, thank you very much. Bud just reminded we were going to do auditions today for the NFL highlight show and the NFL highlights on. Have you ever seen NFL films? Well, if you have, you know that they've had, like, some great voices. They had the voice of God, you know, that one guy, I forget the guy that talked about the blue-gray steel sky and everything. And they had another guy, and they had another guy. They've had a lot of good guys on that.
Yeah, they had one guy who goes on a gray steel day of September.
Yeah, that guy was great. And they had that other guy who I think that other guy was also great, but I'm not sure. But the guys that have done the NFL films today, or however they call it, have always been so very good. So we're going to be on a show today. We're going to be auditioning. Bud's going to have his selection of music. I guess that's what your selection of music is going to be, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do.
You don't have to do it now, man, but are you trying to tell me you're going to have the Latino deal going on?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
Okay, but just quit trying to make me look racist. You're the one that's always talking about people's thick lips and stuff.
Yeah, but my girlfriend's black.
I don't care. Are you going to do that?
What difference does it make? But maybe I am. See, you and I are in competition for the job.
We're not going to get the job. Give it up, Dickman. Bud thinks he's got a shot at getting the NFL highlight, voice of the NFL highlight job. Yeah, sure. That's, yeah. Yeah, you betcha. Twice on Sunday and every day today. No way, no way, man.
Well, I think that there may be an outside shot.
Well, I don't think you got any kind of a shot.
You think you got a shot? Please tell me that you're rooted in reality, and no, you don't.
You know something, Dickman? Weirder things have happened, man. You know, weirder things have happened.
All right, well, if you get the job to be the NFL voice of the NFL...
What? What'd you call that?
If you get the job to be the voice of the NFL highlights, that will be weird. There's no question.
Okay. All right, let's say it's weird. But the fact is, if I got the job, I got the job. Call it weird if you want. The NFL would say, you're the man to do the job. And you can call it weird till the cow come home and, you know.
The cows, because I got that wrong first, too, and then they corrected me.
Okay, until the cows come home. But I'll have the job, and I'll be the one, you know, who has the job.
And you'll be the one who has the job.
Man, I, you know, Dickman. Anyway,
just gotta let everybody know what's going on today.
I'm telling everybody what's going on today. Me and Bud today, we're driving the car back. We're driving Phil's truck back from Palm Springs, California. And you're gonna see some video clips of me talking about the football games today. My feelings about the Atlanta Falcons and how I do feel the Atlanta Falcons. What the hell is that, man? I told you to turn that down. Just like Master Henry, not Master, but Mr. Henry tell you to turn that down.
I'll turn it down right now. I forgot.
Turn out all that music. I don't want to hear none of that so that we can get to the clip. We're using the same damn pot for 5, 6, 7 different things. Anyway, today was driving back from the desert because I was helping Mr. Henry drive his car. Well, I wasn't helping him, but I was driving the car back, and Bud did too.
Yeah, I drove it the first part, and then you drove it the second part.
Yeah, okay, fine. I talked about football, how my feelings were about the Atlanta Falcons, but you know, browning, you know, putting just you know, spreading brown all over another season. And Bud was talking about, you know, the Green Bay Packers, and I'm going to say it again, okay?
You are not a Green Bay Packer fan. Don't try to get nobody say that you are.
I'm not saying anybody. I'm saying, yes, I have been a Green Bay Packer fan silently.
Well, you can't say that.
Well, I did. I was silently a Green Bay Packer fan. Here is me talking about, you know, what's going on this year.
I want to talk to Phil Henry about having me and Bud Dickman do the sporting events, to do the sporting event for do the playoff game. And anyway, you know, for Henry Ready. Now, anyway, I'm listening to the Atlanta Falcon game right now against the New Orleans Saints. I'm listening to Green Bay right now against the Atlanta Saints. Against the New Orleans Falcons. Against the goddammit.
Talk about the Falcon.
Shut up, Dickman, okay? You said you wouldn't say nothing, and now just don't say nothing. I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. Well, forget about the New Orleans Saints. Atlanta Falcons, goddammit. Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers.
All right, that was what I was talking about with the Carolina Panthers. And
why don't you spit it out?
Because I'm getting pissed off at how bad the what do you call them?
Atlanta Falcons. They're really terrible. And Atlanta Falcons are terrible. Why do you say, and a lot of people want to know this, why do you say, Steve Bozell, that the Atlanta Falcons is good?
Because the Atlanta Falcons, traditionally, of those four teams in the NFC South, had been traditionally the best team. Okay?
Are you kidding me, man? What about the New Orleans Saints?
I'm telling you, Dickman, traditionally, the New Orleans Saints have not been the best team. Recently, okay. You know, but in the overall, everybody knows. You ever heard of Jerry Glanville?
No.
Okay, I rest my case. You know.
What does that mean, Jerry Glanville? Well, who's he?
Jerry Glanville was the first coach the Atlanta Falcons ever had that was any good. And man, when he came in and he changed the colors to silver and black.
That's the that's the Raider color.
Yeah, and he said, you know what, the Raiders look stupid, and the Falcons are going to be silver and black now. We're going to be the silver and black team. And they was, too.
No, they wasn't, man. You change the color to silver and black, and you still stink it out. Just stink it out to the point where there's the stink can't be even lived with, you know.
Man, nobody even knows what you're talking about, man.
Nobody knows what you're talking about a silver and black. There's only one silver and black team, and that's the Oakland Raiders.
There was only one silver and black team. Now there's another silver and black team. And that another silver and black team is the Atlanta Falcons. Although they're not silver and black now. They're not silver and black now, but they was silver and black back when Jerry Glanville had them. And then they pushed out, which I thought was really bad. They pushed it all away, and they pushed it way out. God damn, man.
Well, they probably didn't want to be embarrassed about it.
Well, anyway, you know, I was a big Atlanta Falcon fan from the time of Jerry Glanville all the way to now, and they keep stinking and stinking and stinking. And when they had Dan Reeves, the head coach, Man.
You know, you come from Tennessee. How come you're not a Tennessee Titan fan?
Because I'm not fair weather like you are.
What's that mean?
It means that I'm not fair weather, man, just because the Tennessee Titans moved to Tennessee. You know, they moved to Tennessee, okay, when they was the Houston Oilers, so they're not really Tennessee.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers is not the Dodgers. The Dodgers is the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I mean, yeah, technically the Dodgers is the Brooklyn Dodgers, okay? That is technically true. But they've been the Los Angeles Dodgers, I mean, for so long. Okay? Okay, bud?
What?
Well, pay attention, man.
I found a booger.
I don't care if you found a booger. God, what a weird ass, man. We're on the air and you're picking. Oh, wow, this dude's digging for gold and we're on the air. How about that?
No, I wasn't, man. It's just something was bugging me.
God damn, dude.
Well,
the Dodgers have been in L.A. a long time. And there's no getting around that, okay? I'll give you that. I'll grant you that. And that's how come the Dodgers is L.A. Because they've been in L.A. But the Tennessee Oilers are not. They're not even the Tennessee Oilers. They're the Tennessee Titans. Have not even been in the Tennessee very long at all. And everybody still thinks that they're the Oilers. See?
Are you nuts or something, man? Not one person I know that thinks that they're the Oilers. Do you?
I think I do, man. If my favorite team is the Atlanta Falcons, and everybody knows that we're, you know, in Tennessee, the only team there was to root for so many a year were the Atlanta Falcons. Now, yeah, okay, we do have the Titans, but it's going to take a little bit more than them going to a Super Bowl and blowing, you know, excuse me for saying this, and I know that my daughter's listening, but they go to the Super Bowl and they blew a, you know, they blew a, you know, a field mouse. That's about all they was capable of doing.
Well, if they only blew a field mouse, that means they were not capable of blowing very good, which means they're better, you know?
What?
No, what are you saying?
Okay, they blew a larger mammal is all I'm saying. But the thing of it is I'm not fair weather, nor should you be neither. Okay, here we are, and this is part two, as we was talking here now about the, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, and also my real love of the Green Bay Packers, which Bud says that I did not have. Well, you're a liar, because yes, I do.
This is Dave Bozell, and I'm driving back. I made commentary about Atlanta Falcon. Now I'm listening to the Packers and the Lions. And I'm making a commentary now about the Packers and the Lions. And this is no lie. I do like the Packers.
That's complete bullshit, and you know it.
Hey, no, it's not, Dickman. And by the way, who said you get to?
Because I'm doing a commentary to you.
You're doing a commentary to me? What do you mean? What does that mean?
You're because of the commentary?
This is not a game commentary, man. This is my own personal commentary I'm doing in my car. You just happen to be in the car. I just happen to be taking you home. Okay, because we went out to Googies and we went out to Coonies.
God, you just said Coon.
I didn't say Coon. You said Coon, you little lie. You're the racist mother. Forget it, okay? Just forget I even thought about anything.
You know, I think it's wrong, Dickman, for you to try to turn me into a racist. Did not say Coon.
I know. It sounds like when you said Coonies.
I said Coogies, okay? Coogies is a breakfast. For those of you that don't know, Coogies is a breakfast place. And it's so very delicious. I love it so much. It's out on Santa Monica, on Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. And ever since I come out here in 1996, and I was running crews out to Santa Monica, we were doing a lot of tilt-ups, or doing a lot of business park, which you see down there on Pico. A lot of you, many of you, so very many of you will see it down on Olympia, or not Olympia, but on Olympic. A lot of business park down there. Well, my crew had a lot to do with putting a lot of them tilt-ups in down there, a lot of commercial property down there. And like that, you know. And so when we was down there doing that, so very often I would enjoy going to Coogies and enjoy the big, thick, you know, they done a flapjack on it. And
get a what?
They did flap. What are you trying to say?
Well, you're all talking like, you know, they did. I don't know, man. It's.
Hey, Dickman, not everything's got to do with sex, man.
Yeah, not everything's got to do with Mexicans. But everything you talk about does.
Man, you are so mentally disturbed. I can't, you know, we would need so many doctors to fix you.
Didn't you just say, talking about El Viva Toronto being, you didn't want the highlights to be Mexican?
What are you talking about, man?
You just made a big issue about it.
I did. All I said was, can we play, you know, more sports music and not you going all like you're at somebody's backyard, you know, pinata event or something. That's all.
You know, that people are going to know, man.
Hey, man, everybody that knows me knows I'm not racist, okay? And I don't even know what you're talking about. All I said was, I like to go to Coogie's to get the flapjack.
Yeah, you're all going, it's real thick, and they put it on and everything, like you're taking.
And, you know, dude, I feel sorry for you, man. If I talk about a flapjack and you're thinking about a guy's, you're thinking about how thick a guy's dick is?
No, you're talking about like you took a dump.
And I like I said, I feel sorry for you, man. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, well.
No, not well anything, man. I feel sorry for you. You know, okay, enough said. Enough said there, you know.
No, not enough said.
Yeah, enough said there.
Not enough said.
Yeah, I said enough said. Okay, Dickman. Okay, now, the next one here is more commentary, I think, on the Green Bay Packers. I'm not sure. I think it is. And I do talk a little bit about how I love the Packers and how so very much, you know, they mean a lot to me. See, here's the thing, you know. When I said that I love the Packers, Dickman was immediately going to talk shit and say that I didn't love the Packers. And I think it's so bad of you to do that, man.
But you all the time that I like the Packers, you're going to Packers overrated, Packers overrated, Packers overrated.
I know. And what did I say, man? Secretly, yes, I did. Secretly, yes, I did.
Anybody could say secretly, yes, they did.
Yeah, anybody could, but you know me. Are you trying to say that I lie?
I'm not saying you lie, but I'm saying you forget. You think you say stuff that you don't say.
Okay, well, here it is from today. I mean, what do you know, I shouldn't even bring it up, because when I bring it up, it gives you the chance to start talking me down and saying the stuff what I said don't mean diddly shit. And that ain't true neither. Here I am today talking in the car about the Packers.
And another thing about the Green Bay Packers, everybody loves them or kiss their ass and says they're better than anybody else.
They are better than anybody else. You don't know that.
What? What did you say, man?
That they are better than other people. Everyone know that.
No, not everybody knows that, man. I just think it's unfair that I spend all season long.
When you cry, you lose all credibility.
Oh, man, you don't even know the word, man. The word's credibility.
Okay, when you cry, you lose credibility.
I think any normal man would cry.
No, normal men don't cry.
Well, okay.
All right, so that was not the one.
That's not the one where you said you like the Packers. You said you like the Packers.
Yeah, I do like the Packers. But you know something, man? For being a Packer fan, which I am, and which you can never take that away from me, no matter how much you say.
Everybody knows, man. Everyone knows what a real fan is.
Okay, let them. I don't care. But one thing about being a real fan like I am is that I do not shy away from telling the truth on what I think about the Packers. And if I think the Packers blow it, you know, like I said, man, I'm not going to sit here and go, you know, the Packers are great, the Packers are great, the Packers are great, and the Packers are great. I'm going to say what the truth of the Packers is, okay? And you think, oh, you're not a real fan because you didn't kiss butt morning, noon, and night. No, I don't kiss butt morning, noon, and night. I'm Steve Bozell. I take my time, I bide my time, you know, and I bide my time and take my time.
Yeah, and you bide your time and you take your time. Do you ever take your time and bide your time?
Hey, you know something, man? Okay, you want to be an asshole?
Oh, God, you just used... Mr. Henry said not to use the dirty word.
I don't care, you're being an asshole. What are you doing?
I'm calling Mr. Henry.
Please don't call Mr. Henry, okay?
I'm calling him.
Please don't do it, Dickman. I won't call you an asshole again.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Henry? All right, I misdialed. Yeah, I was calling somebody else. Okay, bye. Okay, you owe me big.
I'm just saying, man. Don't be such a, you know, a pee.
Don't say a dirty word.
Don't be such a P word.
What do you mean a P word?
The P word of that's the part of the man that hangs.
Don't be dirty.
God, man. Don't be such a P word, which is the part that you is a dirt. The dirty word starts with a D.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Don't be a P word of the dirty word that starts with a D.
I'm not being that word. I'm trying to be honest about it.
Okay, well, here I am now with more on the Packers and how my feelings have been stepped on. My feelings have just been stepped on, that's all.
And my only other hope now You're still talking about it?
Yeah, I'm still talking about it, because I got... My only other hope now is the Detroit Lions. Guess what? They just lost 30 to... I mean, they're losing now 30 to 14. Are you kidding me or something?
Yeah, you just thought I'd pick football.
What?
You don't know how to pick football.
Oh, yeah, and you're some big whiz kid, man.
Yeah, last year I picked more games than you did.
I don't care if last year. That was last year. This year. God damn it. So now the Detroit Lions, and they just gave up a safety because Stafford threw the ball out of the end zone, and there was nobody in the area, so it's intentional grounding. God damn it, man.
You're not doing good.
I'm doing good. It's the first commentary of the season here with Dickman and Bozell. Fuck.
See, you're just butchered up.
But why do you say that?
Because you're all getting frustrated about when Stafford got safetied.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what I got on you, man. It ain't called you. You don't go, he got safety. You go, he got a safety on him, you know?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. What makes you think you don't?
Are you telling me he got a safety on him? Do you ever say that a guy got a touchdown on him?
No, but you don't go, the guy got touchdowned. You go, the guy got a touchdown.
Okay, the guy got a safety.
He didn't get no safety. The other team got it.
Then you say the defense done.
Oh, God damn it, man.
You're just retarded, man. You don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I do. Okay, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Shut up. Yes, I do. This is the Bozell and Dickman Sports Report here. I'm Steve Bozell along with Bud Dickman. We're doing a sports report today. And the one clip that I do want to find for you before we get Jack Armstrong on here. Now, that's the old one, man. I think I got two of these here. Now, I've got two clips. That I don't mean to, two clips of the same clip. I don't mean to play those. But I do wanted to, wanted to play for you. This one might be a little slow here. Yeah, this one does not count. We did have a clip where I talked about how I was a fan, a long-standing fan, Bud, of the, of the Green Bay Packers. And you were all sitting there going that I'm a lying two-bit no count. Jesus, you know.
Yeah, well, I just did when you said I have been a Packer fan.
Yeah, and I wanted to show that clip because that I think tells a lot about, you know, my truthfulness. Now, how come I can't find that?
You gotta put it in order.
Well, let me just see here now. This was driving back today. This is a very important clip. And I did talk about liking the Packers long before nobody ever did. And I think it's really wrong, man, by the way, to say, well, you know, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. How do you know, man?
Because everybody knows, man, when you said that you liked the Packers that you was doing that because everybody else is on a bandwagon. You jumped on a bandwagon.
I did not jump on no bandwagon. God, you are so, you don't know diddly squat about football, man. That's the part about it that really just depresses me. You don't know shit about football. Well, I'll try to find. I think I've downloaded everything that I possibly can, but I do talk about how I do like the Packers. And here it is here.
This is Steve Bozell, and I'm driving back.
I think this is the one here, man.
I made commentary about Atlanta Falcons. Now I'm listening to the Packers and the Lions. And I'm making a commentary now about the Packers and the Lions. And this is no lie. I do like the Packers.
Yeah, that's bullshit,
and you know it.
Yeah.
Hey, no, it's not, Dickman. And by the way, who said you get to... Because I'm doing a commentary to you. You're doing a commentary to me? What do you mean? What does that mean?
You're because you're the commentary? Play
this
that again.
This is not a game commentary, what? Man.
I'm, play it again.
My own personal commentary. I'm doing
right,
my
play
car.
It back.
You just happen to be in the car. I just happen to be taking you home. Okay, because we went out to Googie's.
I'll play it back. Here it is again. And this is a God's honest truth.
You're going, I do like the Packers. That you didn't say you was a Packer fan.
Wait, just listen.
This is Steve Bozell, and I'm driving back. I made commentary about Atlanta Falcons. Now I'm listening to the Packers and the Lions. And I'm making a commentary now about the Packers and the Lions. And this is no lie. I do like the Packers.
That's complete bullshit, and you know it.
Hey, no, it's not, Dickman. And by the way, who said you get to...
Because I'm doing a commentary to you.
You're doing a commentary to me? What do you mean? What does that mean?
You're because of the commentary?
This is not a game commentary, man. This is my own personal commentary I'm doing in my car. You just happen to be in the car. I just happen to be taking you home.
Okay, because we went out to Googies and we had, or I mean, we went out to Coonies.
God, you said Coon.
I didn't say Coon. You said Coon, you little lie. You're the racist mother. Forget it, okay? Just forget I even thought about anything.
And now here on a Bozell and Dickman report.
Wait a minute, man. We talk about that?
We've gone round and round and round about your racism.
Hey, I got news for you, man. There ain't no racism going on here. This is Steve Bozell.
No, Bud Dickman, we're going to have to bring on Jack Armstrong.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, see, hey, Jack Armstrong's going to join us. Mr. Armstrong, Steve was the one to talk bad about you. I didn't do it.
Okay, thank you very much, Bud Dickman. Thank you for that, Steve. How are you today?
I'm fine. I didn't mean to talk bad about you.
Well, I heard that when Bozell, or what's the guy's name, Dickman, brings me on, and I hear you, I'm a little bit taken aback by that. Do you want me on your program or don't you?
I do want you on the program. I just happen to know that you bombed out. Well,
you can't say that I bombed out, if you don't mind. Hey, Dickman, did you clue him in?
I did try to clue him in.
Dickman doesn't clue me in on nothing, okay? You got to understand something, Mr. Armstrong. Dickman doesn't clue me in on nothing. But I'm going to say this. I know that you were a political reporter and you blew it out real bad. You know, and everybody knows that.
No, I didn't blow it out real bad, okay? No one... I don't know what to say.
What? All right, just do your football report.
Okay, this is Jack Armstrong here on the Bozell. You know, I don't want to do this.
See what you did?
I didn't do shit. You did it.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything wrong.
Henry's gonna call. Here he is now.
Yes? Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve, it's Phil.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Okay, you're gonna have to call him back, get him back on the air, apologize to him, not on the air, off the air. Just go off mic for a minute, get him back. I want Jack back on the air.
Yes, sir.
I'll call him now.
Do it now.
Rick didn't say that.
All you guys ever do is talk about me like I'm some kind of a dick brain.
I did. And welcome back here, Bozell and Dickman Sports Report. Now, Jack Armstrong with the sports.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. This is Jack Armstrong here. We're going to be talking a little bit about the NFL football. Boy, these ball games that the two guys was talking about here yesterday. Very interesting football game there between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford, the golden boy, the guy that was going to do-to-do and a funky chicken, too. The guy was going to get it done, and he's going to take the Detroit Lions on to glory this year. Matthew Stafford had all kinds of problems with the Green Bay Packers playing on the road there. The Detroit Lions have not won a football game at Lambeau Field in 24 years. Think about that. Just think about that for a second. The Detroit Lions have not won a football game at Lambeau Field, I should say an away game. That means they have not won a game in Wisconsin in 24 years, the Detroit Lions. The Green Bay Packers own them in Wisconsin. And that is quite a statement. And that's why
Detroit's going to be on the road in the playoffs.
What a fuck.
Nice going, man. Nice going, man. Okay, I'm not cleaning that mess up. That's you. That's on you, man. You did it, okay?
I didn't know.
Nice going, man. Yeah, way to go. Bozell and Dickman report will be right back. What a moron, man.
Hello?
What did I tell you guys? Take me off the air.
Better
take me off the air. Told you guys. Fucking prick.
Bud's talking to Mr. Henry, and you're watching Bozell and Dickman here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I mean, you're listening to Bozell and Dickman. I mean, you're what? Well, okay. All right. I just found this little clip here. This is Elcott talking in the mud. This is Elcott in the mud talking. It's pretty funny.
All right, this is Elcott.
Look at this
one. See that I'm immersed.
What are you doing, man?
Playing Elcott? What's wrong with that, man?
The Overlord's suites. There are 6 Overlord suites, and their toilets funnel right into what I'm sitting in.
Are you ready for that? Elcott sitting in the Overlord's shit.
Dr. Elcott must be insane. No, you're the one who's insane. For not being here in this.
No, sir. I'm in the prime of my life.
Bam, bam, back against me. The world famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
I'm a hunter and I'm selfish. Dunk with Tim Duncan, 360 on your bitch's face. Jumping around with the Maryland tags. Don't make me go inside the traveling bag. Then put my spoon inside the pudding in the ramekin. Leave you in past tense. All my bitches got accents and big fat asses in the black pants. Don't even call cause I'm in Rome. Peace to all my fucking people locked up that should have been home. As I open up my mind and I open up my chakras, perceiving in the light as I focus through my optics. Third eye watching, stay open when I'm sleeping. Less sleep, more work, but I always stay dreaming. Life stays seeming like I'm drifting. Stay scheming, niggas wanna slaughter my existence. But I stay shifting in different realities. And ask the higher God, change your channel when balancing me. Like, let me know, let me know, let me know what it is. Let me tell them what's wrong with the kids. Like the pro at recruit, wait, Joey Bad Who? Or the Joey that blue, like Indigo Hue? He's an indigo too. Centrally degeneration, consciousness, awareness, and world domination. Face it, the government's been out to replace them, but every route's been mistaken.
Hey, y'all, this is Steve Bozell reminding you that today's secret hashtag is Little Town of Western Estates. Little Town of Western Estates. So you got to hashtag that over at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry, or go ahead and hashtag that over at twitter.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. I'm Steve Bozell. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Today's hashtag is Little Town of Western Estates, or if you don't want to believe me and you want to believe somebody else, go right ahead. But I'm telling you the truth, so, you know, whatever. Little Town of Western Estates. God.